All right, here at the International Poultry Expo, I am with Dr. Steve Leeson, who is with the Department of Animal and Poultry Science at the University of Guelph in Ontario. And he just gave a presentation here for Novus International's seminar and luncheon prior to the start of the expo on historical perspectives in poultry feed management. We really kind of went through about a century or so, I guess, and started out, why don't you start with where you think the start is of the commercial poultry industry here in the United States.
Yeah, it was in the late 50s, early 60s as the broiler industry developed, and you get divergence of egg and meat industries. So the 60s really was the area where we really started to get professional.
And as far as like welfare and things that were concerned with the welfare of the industry, you talked about how the emphasis was on keeping chicks alive. That was the main thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Early on, it was trying to keep birds alive, and now mortality is exceptionally low, but welfare has become an issue, mainly because it's a societal issue, and so everything we do now we have to worry about both the environmental issues and welfare issues for the bird.
Now, what about the feed part of the poultry industry early on? What were they feeding poultry when we first started the industry here in the United States?
Yeah, they were feeding corn and some soybean meal. They'd feed some milk. They'd feed fish meal, a little bit of meat meal, and maybe some raw vegetables.
What were these kinds of additives? What did they provide nutritionally?
Yeah, they were providing, unknowingly, mainly they were looking for the vitamins that really hadn't been recognized and we couldn't buy them artificially.
So when did the science of poultry science start developing then?
Yeah, the late 60s, early 70s, most of the ingredients and nutrients that we have available today, we've had them now for about 40 years.
And where was the first research being done then in poultry science?
Well, in poultry science, it was at Guelph and Cornell. They were the first two main centers that opened up in about 1895.
And as far as then, that when they started looking into vitamin research and deficiencies, what were the first things that they noticed and the first ideas that they got about that?
Yeah, well, it was skeletal deformities, crooked toes, birds couldn't stand up, poor feathering, so just general unthriftiness.
And what were the solutions then that they were coming up with at that time?
The simple solution was milk. That seemed to have everything that was needed. They didn't know why, but a little bit of milk in the feed and all these problems went away.
You had some really entertaining slides. What do you think is really, what did you think as far as the history, what was the most interesting thing to you to present to these people today?
Yeah, I think the most interesting one was some of the real old data from the 20s and 30s, looking at the body weights that we achieved then and what we were trying to do and not knowing why we were doing it, but it's an interesting exercise to figure out what these guys knew and what they didn't know, but in reality, they solved the problem without knowing how they did it.
Well, that is interesting. Now then we got to the point you were talked about iodine content and selenium content.
Yeah, iodine. We mapped iodine soil content of iodine and saw that, like in the southern U.S., it was very deficient. And so we often saw iodine deficiency in animals in the southern U.S. and not in the northwest, and couldn't explain it at the time.
And so what do you think about the future at this point? Where are we today, and where do you think we're going to go?
Well, I think we're going to carry on. Chicken is the number one meat in the world, and it's going to play a role in feeding humanity.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That is Dr. Steve Leeson, just doing a presentation here for Novus International at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.